More than 325 people, representing 108 ATS-accredited schools, gathered in Atlanta for a one-day Pathways for Tomorrow coordination program gathering on June 18th. The gathering, which came the day before the 2024 ATS-COA biennial meeting, was the third gathering of grantees for the project. It marked the halfway point of the initiative, which allowed for grants of up to 5 years. ATS is coordinating the initiative, funded by Lilly Endowment, Inc., along with the InTrust Center for Theological Schools. To open the session, Joanne Deasy, ATS Director of Institutional Initiatives, who oversees the coordination work, noted that the purpose of the gatherings has been to continue to form a community of learning. She said online programming and events gave grantees time to learn from one another, to reflect on the work, and consider the pivots you might need to make as you seek long-term sustainability of the purposes and the core why of the projects. The Pathways Gathering kicked off the biennial meeting theme, Rooted in Hope, Thriving in Change, with plenaries and giveaways that included chocolate-covered sunflower seeds. Deasy said she hoped that through the event, the grantees would be encouraged, knowing that while we may be tilling soil, planting seeds, watering the earth, as it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7, it is God who gives the growth. The day-long event included several breakout sessions and short plenary events that featured discussion time. The plan was to give grantees time to work together as teams and learn from other schools. The opening plenary session, Rooted in Hope, Forming Ministers, featured panelists Father John Karch of University of St. Mary of the Lake Mundelein Seminary, Bill Harrison of Lutheran Theological Seminary, and Stephanie Crumpton of McCormick Theological Seminary, discussing the formation of ministers. Grantees were asked to consider their self-knowledge, how the land and place are important to their visions of theological education, and how trauma impacts their institutions and students. The second plenary, Thriving in Change, Equipping Ministers, brought together Gabriel Salguero of the National Latino Evangelical Coalition, Kara Powell of Fuller Theological Seminary, and Jessica Young Brown of Samuel DeWitt Proctor School of Theology of Virginia Union University. Grantees were asked to consider their assumptions about their work, what they could do to build trust and train leaders to build more trust, and what they could do to learn and be curious. The final plenary, Bearing Fruit in the World, Transforming Communities, brought Agnes Chu of China Evangelical Seminary North America, Father Ferdinand Okuri of Catholic Theological Union, and Yamil Acevedo of Wesley Seminary in Indiana. The plenary then invited grantees to consider what they could do in both the short and long term to prosper. Using the theme, grantees were asked to consider whether the soil and climate were suitable for their projects and what pruning they may need to do. Deasy noted the biblical theme of pruning and said, "We prune to help plants thrive and prosper, and leaders are called to do the same." A variety of breakout sessions throughout the day allowed grantees to delve more deeply into projects and what their peers were learning, along with sessions with consultants and practitioners who could help schools consider how to tend to their projects. In addition to peer learning about projects, topics included mental health issues in theological education, creating partnerships, board engagement, and managing crises and communications. Several themes that came up throughout the day included sustainability, assessment, capacity, and leadership transitions, particularly at schools that have had leaders change during the course of the grant. In an episode of the InTrust Center's Good Governance podcast after the event, Amy Kardash, president of the InTrust Center, noted that rich learning opportunities and great engagement among grantees highlighted the event. The opportunity to bring everyone together brought a lot of energy, encouragement, and enthusiasm to the grantees, Kardash said. Regardless of where anyone is in their project, one of the best parts about coordination is building the peer communities. There was a real collegiality in the space that I found so encouraging and refreshing.